McCown underneath center, takes the snap, back to throw, got away from a rusher, throws for Barnage, he caught it at the 5, going in, touchdown!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we're going to go back to the phone lines right now. We've got our guy Chevy in New Jersey. Chevy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
You got it.
I think it all boils down to roster. I think there's been a failure at the GM position. And I think it's obvious that mediocrity was the goal of our GM, and it showed on the field. I give the players we have a lot of credit for almost coming back and tying that game. And I really like the coach's schemes, although I understand what you guys were saying defensively there in those schemes. So my thing is roster, roster, roster. Thanks, guys.
I agree to a certain extent, as I've already talked about the age of the guys on the defense. And Nathan, you kind of brought up a great point. If you continue to look and follow the Cleveland Browns beyond just this year, what portion of this team is going to be back next year and then the year after that, you know, and still be competitive and taking steps in the right direction as an organization?
Not many. I mean, when you look at it, it's going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be very difficult because defensively, you've got to think the turnover, you know, Starks, Desmond Bryant, Dansby, Kruger, Whitner, Tremont, all in the next 2 years, there's going to be with a bunch of those guys.
Up to this point in their season, some of their play has been in question in production, and yet their numbers get bigger, you know, deeper into their deals, correct?
Yes.
So the combination of those things from a business management standpoint, it doesn't seem feasible to retain all of them. Are you truly getting a return on your investment when you pay guys the kind of money that they're making right now?
We'll see. I mean, that's a question that will be answered hopefully at the end of the year in a more positive manner than it is currently. Let's go to DeAndre in Youngstown. DeAndre, welcome to the show.
How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
Okay, first off, I want to say that we do lack a lot of difference makers, playmakers. That is the fault of the GM, Ray Farmer. Also, I feel like it is a travesty that they do not involve Bernie Kosar. He's too smart. He's done too much for that organization for them not to involve him. Also, I have one question. I will hang up and listen. Is Peyton too worried about the offense? Because last year, we didn't have playmakers either, but we moved the ball better than this. I think we missed Kyle Shanahan a little bit. He's worried about the offense and not taking control of the defense.
Well,
you guys have a nice day.
Thank you. I mean, I like John DeFilippo, and I think that he's doing a good job with what he's got. But, you know, in the last 2 years, you've let Norv Turner, who's with the 2-1 Minnesota Vikings, go out the door. And Kyle Shanahan has left, who's with the 3-0 Atlanta Falcons, and an offense that is blowing up. Now, he's got some good talent there.
He does.
Matt Ryan's got Julio Jones, who might be the best receiver in all football.
I believe that to be true. But and just to cut you off, and you can continue your comment, Matt Ryan also has said that Kyle Shanahan is a genius in his offensive scheming thus far into the season.
Yeah, I think you missed some of that. You missed some of the scheme that he brought to the table. But I think a lot of it comes down to execution, too. There were plenty of plays yesterday. Guys were open. It should have been a 98-yard touchdown, Travis mentioned. There were a couple other deep balls where guys were open that the balls were underthrown. One was overthrown, and a couple were underthrown by Josh McCown. I thought schematically, guys were getting open. Guys had room. A lot of the early drives were stalled because of, frankly, inaccurate passes from McCown when guys were open.
Yes.
That could have been first downs.
You're right.
So, scheme-wise, I think that has been actually not terrible. You think about the plays that have been drawn up for Travis Benjamin that have worked, so that's good. But it seems to me that you want to talk about the offense, but really right now, all the focus should be on the defense. This defense has given up a lot of points, and it's given up a lot of yards, and it's not getting to the quarterback with any consistency, and it is not creating turnovers, and the pass defense has not been at the level that it needs to be.
No. No.
This defense was supposed to be elite, and that's what Mike Pettine called it out. We'll hear his comments. Words into action. You guys talked about we're a top three secondary in league. You're not playing like a top three
secondary. No,
you're
not. No, you're not. And I think what's, in some cases, taken me off guard And
I'm surprised at how bad the defense has been.
I am too, and I think even more so the fact that you get an Oakland Raiders team that drafted fifth overall last year that went what 5-11, 4-12, enough to select where they did. So they're a bad football team, and that's why a lot of us, including me, and considered it a very winnable football game based on the way the Cleveland Browns were gonna play and win football games in 2015. They come out and go, your best corner, our rookie wide receiver, and they go at him in a multitude of ways. The outbreaking seven route, the back shoulder route, over his head, the speed out, the slant. It was time and time again. It was almost to embarrass us and say, you think you're the best? Well, look what we have, and put it on showcase against the Cleveland Browns. And that, to me, is something I would have taken personal well before the game was concluded.
Yeah, I want to see more of that fight. This is supposed to be a physical team. And I haven't seen that. That physicality. Jim in Concord Township, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. If I can make two quick points. As I was watching it, I thought a big turning point was when we roughed the punter.
Huge. Was,
I think we were down 10-3, and I'm thinking, man, we got the best punt returner standing there around the 30, 35, and we're going to, we had good field position, even if he fair caught the ball, and we're roughing the punter. I didn't get that call by Tutton. And also, you were talking about quarterback, standing over the line and reading, and, with all our offensive coordinators and different quarterbacks, it's hard to do that. They haven't been together. Like Rodgers has been with McCarthy forever, so they can do that. But we're constantly changing personnel and coaching that we can't do that at the line because, we're brand new all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. Thank you very much for the call. And he brings up a great point. And that's something as a special team player for a significant portion of my career that I don't believe I was in favor of, which was to truly see an opportunity to go block the punt there. And because going to block a punt is a risk-reward situation. Are you going to get there or are you not? And they must have been so confident in their playmakers and saw a glaring weakness in their punt protection to make the call where they were on the field. I would have said if they were, backed up 30-yard and in, 25 yard and in, it's a much better call because of where they would have gotten the football, plus the penalty, which was in the scoring situation. What was the long play to Cooper that led to that score?
Yeah, it was a 40 yarder. That was the play that he was matched up one on one with Dante Whitner.
Yes. Yeah.
And just ran a
slot.
Deep dig. Yeah, out of the slot, ran a deep dig, and it was like, good night, Irene. And if Whitner did make a good tackle, otherwise he would have gotten there. All right, when we come back, we will take some more phone calls. We'll also hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Still to come at 2 o'clock, we will have Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, talking about what he saw yesterday at First Energy Stadium. Gern Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.